Hi everyone, Susie O here. Just want to let all of you know that the certificates of deposit at Alliant Credit Union are now at, for a 6-month CD, 5%, a 12 to 17 month CD, 5.15%, and an 18 to 23 month CD, 4.90%. And for those amounts of $75,000 or more, just add on 0.5% to those rates. Go to myalliant, ALLIANT.com, and check it out.
December 19th, 2021. Hi, everybody. I'm Robert, Susie's podcast producer. As you've heard over the last couple of episodes, Susie has been fighting this crazy sinus infection. Now, she's fine, but her doctor has ordered her not to speak at all, which I'm sure you can guess is the hardest thing for Susie to do. So before we get into the heart of today's podcast, Susie did want me to tell you that since there isn't much time left in this year, 2021, that if you haven't purchased Series I bonds, you should absolutely do that now. Remember, the max per person is $10,000 a calendar year. So you could put up to $10,000 this year, 2021, and another $10,000 in the first week of January, 2022. They're currently paying a 7.12% annual yield. That means you could have $20,000 earning 7.12% state tax free. But there are restrictions to Series I bonds in terms of withdrawing your money. So no matter how much you can afford to invest, please go back and listen to episode 313 from November 21st, 2021 and find out how Series I bonds work. Also, she loves all the listeners that are writing in saying that they got their $100 bonus from Alliant Credit Union. And Susie still knows that Alliant Credit Union is by far the best place to save money that you can access any time. All right, so the heart of today's show is one where we're going to listen to highlights from an episode called Susie-isms. This is where KT lists some of her favorite expressions said by Susie, and then we're going to hear the explanations behind them. It's sort of like those podcasts where your favorite musical artist comes on and explains the meaning behind their lyrics, except this is Susie and it's life and money. All right, we're going to pick up with an explanation from KT. Enjoy.
So tell everybody your idea today.
So my idea was to ask for me to ask Susie to talk a little bit about what I call her Susie-isms. And I have a collection of these. There's well over 100. But they're the little quotes and the sayings and the wisdoms, the teachings that make Susie so unique and so different from any financial person out there. And that's what makes her special. And I thought maybe we could have her share with you a little bit about the meaning or the inspiration behind some of these Susie-isms.
And just to explain that a little bit more, KT, if I can, and you tell me if this isn't what you're meaning here, is that it's actually very easy to say, do this with your money, do that with your money. Money in itself and the actions to take with money are very simple. What's really difficult is why don't you do that which you know you should do with money? Why do you have credit card debt? Why, you know, do you feel like you're never, ever going to make it or do anything? So yes, KT?
No, so to that point, one of my very favorite Susie-isms is this. You have to go within to see why you're doing without.
Yes.
And I think that that is kind of the direction I'd like you to talk a little bit about.
One of the reasons that that saying maybe is the most important saying out of all the things that I can teach all of you is that there's a reason why, if you don't have the money in your life that you want to have, If you're just really not financially happy, so to speak, you can't solve that problem with just making more money. You just can't, because you and your money are one. And I've always said that, KT, money can't do anything without you. You're the ones who go and earn it, spend it, save it. It can't do anything without you. So if you don't have the money that you want in your life, that means you have to go within yourself to find out why. Why are you doing without? In what way are you an obstacle to your own wealth? Because, you know, so many times I would give a talk seriously, and I remember standing in front of a group of people and saying, do you really think that God just looks down upon this earth and says, you're to have money, you're to have money, you're to have money, you're not to have money, you're not to have money, and that it's preordained? No. There's so much wealth in this world. There's so much possibilities and probabilities in this world. And anybody, and in my opinion, everybody can have that. And I know that a lot of people give excuses as to where they come from, and no, it's not meant to be, and all these things, but no. Because I'm sure KT will also have in there, and maybe you do, KT, let's see if I can outguess you. I always love to guess what she's going to do, is that there's no excuse big enough to keep you from being who you are meant to be.
Definitely.
And so you have to go within and find out, what are you doing to be an obstacle in your own path to financial freedom? For I will forever believe that we are not victims to our circumstances when it comes to money. That I have seen things happen in this world to people who, oh my God, their situations have been so horrific. It's not even funny. And now they have everything, everything. And really, if you looked at them, you would think, this isn't how it was supposed to end up. But it did end up that way because they went within to see why they were doing without.
And some of those stories, those successes over time, were maybe little tiny adjustments or one realization or one change. You have many, many, many letters. We call it Susie's fan mail that she's received over the past 30 years from people thanking her for how they've become nothing to something or how they've changed their life dramatically.
My favorite stories, and they'll always be my favorite stories, are my financial abuse survivors.
They're the strong ones.
The strong ones. And now so many of them are doing so great. It's just amazing how they've survived. So that's what I believe. And that's just what I believe. And I'm always going to believe it, everybody. Nobody's ever going to get me to change that.
Okay. So another one that I like, and this is just very simple, but I think that these simple Susie-isms are very valuable in terms of practice. Every cent you apply towards diminishing your debt replenishes you. Talk about that feeling.
I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Just playing with you. Well, I have a belief that debt is bondage, that you'll never be financially free if you are in bondage. And I'm not talking about debt when I'm talking about the mortgage on your home and even student loan debt at times. I'm talking about credit card debt. I'm talking about debt where you have paid for your present day desires, but your costs are going to be your future day needs. And when you have credit card debt, it's really, in my opinion, a statement as to when you feel less than, you spend more than. Because so many times when we have this little hole in our heart, and sometimes it's a big hole, everybody, who knows what reasons, but they're there. And we make ourselves feel better by doing what? Going out and buying a new purse, buying a new iPhone, buying a new this, buying a new that. And then we never even use them. But it only makes us feel good for the second that we're buying it, but it can't fill us up. So when you retire your debt, when you do so, I got to tell you, it replenishes who you are to yourself because it just feels so good. You know, KT, I'll never forget that I was on a TV show and an 83-year-old woman, it was a live show, 83-year-old woman called in and said, Susie, I have to tell you something. I said, okay. She said, I have finally paid off all of my credit card debt. And
yeah, she sounded like she was 53.
Right. And and actually, should I tell you what I said to her? Probably not.
What'd
not
you say?
On Easter, probably. Oh. Right. I said to her, I bet that felt better.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, she's not going to share that. I know what you said. Now you reminded me. Right. Okay, you can all use your imagination here right. Because Susie kind of cuts to the chase. And at 83.
She told me she couldn't remember back that far.
Anyway,
that's besides the point. All right.
No, no, no.
You should see her face, everybody. But there is nothing as exciting as seriously.
No shame, no blame.
No shame, no blame, big enough, right? To keep me from being who you're meant to be. Is that another one?
No, but that is a Susie's.
That's right. But the truth of the matter is nothing will make you feel better in life and replenish your energy.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Getting is yourself out of debt.
Yeah, and that's what I like, Susie, the replenish part.
Yes.
I think that people, you know, often we get these letters, or Susie, when we had the TV show, she would have this fan mail that would kind of be her pen pals. They would write to her often, and all they wanted to do was report almost on a monthly basis how the debt was going down. The debt meter was almost gone, and they loved it. They would be so proud just to tell Susie, this is where I am now. This is where we're going. I'm so excited.
Yeah. When you get control over your debt, KT, what that means is you have control over your life. And when you have control over your life, now you own the power to control your destiny. And now you're doing exactly what you need to do.
You know what, Susie? I need to apply this to myself.
Why?
Not about debt, about losing weight. And feel replenished for every pound that goes away.
Why do you think it's so hard for you to lose weight?
I eat too much.
Why do you think you do that?
Because I love to cook. I love food. I enjoy entertaining. And I eat too much. It's that simple. It's a matter of being in debt. You spend too much. I'm overweight because I eat too much.
Okay, no problem.
I'd love to lose 20 pounds.
But you know what, KT? I love you no matter what.
Yeah.
It's like as long as you're happy, that's all I care about.
She calls me the little bunny. All right, here's another one.
Don't ask me why I call her a little bunny. All right, everybody, go on.
All right, here's another one. Susie, I picked this next one because it seemed really appropriate for Easter Sunday. And here's one that you say, and I just love this one. Money needs to come in via your hands and go out via your heart. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, everybody, is that obviously you have to have self-effort, you know, self-effort in order to get money to come in. You have to work for it, as I say before. So it comes in through the hard work that you physically do with your hands, with your mind, with your body. But when it goes out, it has to go out through your heart. It has to go out because it feels right, not because your head says, oh, I need to do this. I think I need to do this. Oh, if I don't give my sister or my brother $5,000, they won't like me anymore. But where your heart is saying, please don't do it. Please don't do it. Every action that you take with your money needs to feel good. And it's your heart where you know something resonates or not. If you start to rationalize in your head why you should do something, why you shouldn't do something, and you're talking back and forth about it, it's not going out through your heart. It would be no secret that KT and I are asked all the time to donate money to this, to that, to that, to this. And when people come and they ask us for money, many times we say no, no, because they didn't touch our hearts. It was an ask without, I don't know, I can't quite explain it to you. And then sometimes we'll just meet somebody. We'll meet somebody and they'll tell us what they're doing and it will have so touched our hearts that all of a sudden we're writing a huge check to them. Whether we get a tax write-off or not doesn't even matter to us. But when it comes out through our hearts, I can't tell you the joy that it gives us. And half the time, nobody even knows what we've done. And we never do it for somebody else. We do it for ourselves. So every single penny that you spend, every single penny that you donate, every single penny that you spend on a gift, it has to feel right to you. Don't do it out of guilt. Don't do it because you want to impress somebody. Do it because your heart smiles and likes what you're about to do.
So, Susie, this one is an all-time favorite. This is actually your favorite.
Can I guess which one it is, KT?
What's your favorite animal, Susie?
Elephant. So,
got it.
So I learned a saying in India many, many years ago, which goes like this. The elephant keeps walking as the dogs keep barking. Now, KT, I'm going to switch this up on you for a second here. What do you think I mean when I say that?
That saying is also really, really special. And what it reminds us, or what it means to me, and I think what it means applicable to Susie and why she loves it so much, is that, Susie, your life has become, since you were 30, since you were a waitress, and now you're almost 70, the world's personal finance expert. What does that do? It sets you apart from everything, from anyone. It gives you a very big, unique position in life, in your own life, in the world. And that position requires some steadfast, courage.
Yeah.
And I think that the saying means that there's always going to be the dogs yapping and barking and complaining and, wanting to nip at you and stir you up. And I think if you're steadfast in your beliefs and what you are and who you've become and what you do, it gives you the courage and the power and the ability to move on, to keep walking.
Yeah, it really,
that's what you are.
But what it really does is that, a lot of times, everybody, you have a belief or you have a
faith
that you want to do something. And everybody is like, no, you can't do that. No, I don't agree with that. No, be careful. But you sometimes just have to keep going and do what you know is best for you, no matter what anybody else says.
And do what's right.
And do it. Well, you always have to do what's right. And you always have to do what's right versus what's easy. Mm-hmm. And which is another saying. But that's why I like that. So sometimes when I start to doubt myself, KT, because this one says that, this one disagrees, this whatever, it's like, nope, this is what I believe. I'm just going to keep walking and walking as everybody else keeps barking. All right, what else you got?
That is her favorite. So, Susie, this is another one that I absolutely love and try to live by. I think I've always lived by this saying, and I want you to explain to people what that means, especially for women. When you undervalue who you are, the world undervalues what you do.
Yeah, that one's actually very simple, KT. When you undervalue your worth, then you really don't have the strength to ask for the amount of money that you want. You settle for things. And I have a saying in life, and I always said this to you, KT, I'm never going to settle. I am not going to settle in our relationship. I am not going to settle for anything in my life because I want the best for my life because I value who I am. But when you undervalue yourself, you don't think you deserve more. So you just settle. You all have to understand how incredibly valuable you are. You're the most precious person in your entire life because when you think about it, you're all you really have for your entire life. You don't know, KT. I don't know. Are you going to be with me forever?
Yes.
Yes. But am I going to be lucky enough that God allows it to happen?
I pray for that.
We pray for that. But the only thing that I know for sure is that I have myself. I am myself and I have my beliefs in who I am. So if I undervalue myself, I'm undervaluing my heart. And when I undervalue my heart, what else is there then in life, KT? Mm. So because you are your heart. If your heart isn't happy and it's not a happy heart, it doesn't matter if you have $10 billion, you are not a happy person. So when you undervalue who you are, the world will undervalue what you do. And the second part of that is when you undervalue what you do, the world undervalues who you are. Every single one of you listening to me right now, my prayer for all of you is that you value who you are and you understand how precious you are and how great you are. And just know that and never, ever forget it.
I love that. It's beautiful.
Oh, she's smiling at me.
That's beautiful. That's what makes you different from everyone else.
You know what's interesting, KT, is that I have another saying that I learned from a great, great teacher. A great teacher, and I don't know if you've ever even heard this one. And the fact of the matter is, so many letters that I see are, Susie, I made a mistake. I put too much in the Roth IRA. Like, everybody, you're all concentrating on your mistakes that you make. And every one of us makes mistakes. I make mistakes. KT makes mistakes. And that's just how it is. But one of the greatest sayings about mistakes is this, that if you come from your heart, even a mistake ends up beneficial.
Mm.
It's such an important thing for all of you, and you should all write that down. Because sometimes we say something and we wish we hadn't said it. Sometimes we say something and we don't even know that we shouldn't have said it. And sometimes just things can get out of control no matter what happens in life. So we make a mistake. So the six greatest words in life are, I admit that I was wrong. When you're wrong, just admit it. Great, you made a mistake. But rather than you feeling so horrific about it for a long time, just remember that if you come from your heart, even a mistake ends up beneficial. Don't ever forget that I said that.
Well, Susie, to me, that's a wrap for Easter Sunday. I love that. I love the thought. I love that saying. And I think you're right. We're all human.
So you want a wrap already?
Yeah, that was really, really special.
Is that because you're out of Susie-isms?
No, I have hundreds of Susie-isms. But that last thought is so precious. Really. It's making me smile, everybody.
She's always smiling.
I'm really
smiling. She's always smiling.
No, but that's a big smile.
Anything else, KT?
Yeah.
What?
Just remember this one, too. This is one of Susie's all-time favorites. God permits U-turns.
Oh, she is so proud of herself. Should we end with the saying, KT?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only one thing that matters when it comes to your money, and it is this.
People first.
Then money.
Then things.
Now you stay safe.
We can't give up, and no matter what the world throws at us, we will rise above and live a life we love. If we just believe, it will set us free. We will rise above and live a life we love.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.